We are in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf, Tes, Vav. We are up to Seif Beis. So we've been discussing when a goy brings a gift to a Jew on Yontif, and there are a number of issues that have to be dealt with. The issues that we discussed yesterday and will continue discussing today is that the gift is something that grows on a tree. So was it picked on Yontif, which would make it Muksa? Did the goy do a malacha for the Jew, in which case the Jew is not allowed to benefit from the malacha that the goy did for the Jew? Those are the two things that we're working on. There's another issue of Trum, but that we will save for tomorrow. Yeah, that's Sif Hei. So now we are up to Seif Beis. Afilu Tolshon Ha'eno Yehudi. Even if the guy picked the apple off the tree, O Tzadon La'atzmo, or he caught the fish for himself. So now once he's doing it for himself, we can knock off the problem of the Jew benefiting from the malacha that the goy does for the Jew on Yontif, because he did it for himself. O nafal meha'ilan min ha'ilan me'atzmo, o nitzod me'atzmo, the fish somehow washed up on shore by itself, or the apple fell off the tree by itself, which is, I imagine, not so uncommon. So all these cases, the goy did not, either the goy didn't do it at all, or the guy did it, but he didn't do it for the Jew, and therefore there's no problem of benefiting from the malacha that the guy does for the Jew on Yontif. But there's still going to be a problem of muksa. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Aser le'achlo bo bayom. You're not allowed to eat it that day, u'letaltalo, and you're not even allowed to move it, it's muksa, af lemish lo huv'u bishvilo. Even if the guy didn't bring it for you, it doesn't matter. Anything that's attached to the tree or any animal that's running wild and gets caught or it falls off the tree, it doesn't matter how it happens on Yontif, it's going to be muksa. Aval, but la'erev mutar miyab motza Yontif af lemisha huv'u bishvilo. But then a motza Yontif, it's going to be mutar right away. We had a whole discussion yesterday, which will come up again today. The concept of waiting after Yontif Kedei Sheye Asu, that you shouldn't benefit from the malacha that the guy does for the Jew on Yontif, and therefore I wait even after Yontif, the time it takes to go to the apple tree, pick the apple and come back. And that way, by waiting that extra time after Yontif, I have not benefited at all by the malacha that the goy did for me on Yontif. But over here, the goy didn't do malacha for me on Yontif, and therefore we don't have to wait that extra time after Yontif. It's muksa. Iser muksa ends at the, Tzei Shabbos, Tzei Yontif. As soon as Yontif is over, so the iser muksa disappears. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Gimel. Also, la'achlo mishu muksa. Kevan shaya mechuba me'erev Yontif ben hashmasho. Since when Yontif came in, it was attached to the tree. Umuksa de mechubar, and the muksa of something that's attached to a tree. Oh, mishu mechusar tzeda, or that it's running wild. It's running wild, and it has not been caught. Aser the kule alma. So that's going to be aser according to everybody. What does it mean, the kule alma? Says the Sharat Zion all around the bottom. Ois lamed gimel hainu afilu le Rebbe Shimon. Even according to Rebbe Shimon. Ube peros yeshba od iser. Now by fruit is another iser that we don't have by the fish. Mishum shema yale v'yitlosh. If you're allowed to benefit from this thing, not only is it a muksa problem, but there's also an issue, we're afraid that you're going to go come pick it off the tree yourself on Yontif, which is, of course, is Aser. Lekach Aser Bachila Uva Tiltul. And therefore, it's going to be Aser Bachila. It's even going to be Muksa. So we've dropped the reason of benefiting from the guy, because the guy didn't do it for the Jew. But we still have an Iser Muksa, a general Iser Muksa, high-grade Muksa, even according to Shimon. And then there's another Iser Rabbanan that we don't want you to come to do it yourself. Okay, in terms of if it was brought for you, it wasn't brought for you, that's not relevant over here, because we're not dealing with an issa that was done for you. We're dealing with something that was attached to a tree or running wild, and therefore it's just going to be muksa. Mishbar sifkatan chaf hey, la'erev is going to be mutter miyad. Even if it's the next day of Yontif. It fell off the tree on the first day of Yontif. And now you want to eat it on the second day of Yontif. So we said we had this like Miman of Shach type of thing. If the first day is Yontif, then the second day is really Chol. If the second day is Yontif, then the first day was really Chol. So obviously we treat both days like Yontif. Obviously, but when we have to put one up against the other, you have this, you can't both really be Yontif, and therefore, if it fell off the tree on the first day of Yontif, it would be Mutter on the second day of Yontif. So Mutter b'sheni l'kuli yama, v'rak b'shnei yam tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, but when you're dealing with the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so also gam b'sheni, so even though it fell off the day on the first day, if it fell off the tree on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be also even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? The kiyuma arich the dummy. It's like one long day. The gam b'shabbos hasamach liyontif aser mishum hachana. And also when it comes to Shabbos hasamach liyontif, so then there's going to be a separate problem of hachana, that the Shabbos is not allowed to prepare for yontif. That's the whole reason that the beitzah should not be yontif, that the egg that was laid on Yontif, the real Isser is called Hachana de Rabba. The Rabba tells us in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, explaining the Mishnah, that the egg that's laid on Yontif was prepared the day before on Shabbos, and there's an Isser d'Oraisa to prepare Shabbos to Yontif, even though we didn't do the preparation. Hashem did the preparation inside the mother chicken, but that's still going to be Isser, to have something that becomes prepared from Shabbos to Yontif. Okay, then it says at the end of the Mechaber, so it's going to be Mutter immediately at the end, after Yontif, because it's just a problem of Muksa, and even if the guy brought it for you, it doesn't matter. So Mishabur just clarifies it's not so simple. We'll see more about that in Se'if Hey. That's assuming that the Mishnah says Sifkat Nachavav Shuva Bishvila V'Dafka Meviyim Mitoch HaTchum, only if it was brought from within the Tchum. If it came from outside the Tchum, so then already an Issa was done on behalf of the Jew, so then that becomes more problematic, and that we will discuss Bezrat Hashem tomorrow in Se'if Hey. Okay, that was Se'if Beis. Se'if Gimel Tov Kuf Tes Vav Se'if Gimel Afilu Im Hu Safek Im Nilkadu. Oh, nitzodu hayom. I don't know if the guy picked it off the tree today on Yontif or not. Maybe he did it yesterday on Erev Yontif. Maybe he caught the fish yesterday and not today, even though it's a suffix, asurim. It's still going to be awesome. Aval. But, im nikar behem shalom nilkutu v'shalom nitzodu hayom, if you could look at the apple, and it's clearly not the freshly picked apple, or you can tell that the fish is not freshly caught. So then mutter lemi shelo huvu bishvilo. And it's mutter for someone to, it's not going to be muksa if it was not brought for you. If it was brought for you, it's problematic, but it continues the mechaber. The concept of it was brought for you is only relevant when it's coming from outside the tchum. But inside the Tchum, you could bring it yourself. There's no Isser of bringing something on Yontif from within the Tchum. And therefore, it's going to be Mutter for everybody. Hagah, note, says the Rama, Eino Yehudi meisiach lefi tumor shal nilkat yom av nitzar hayom ne'eman. V'ayin le'el siman tafkuf yogimel sivav. We already discussed this. That the guy is believed, if he's called, the terminology is meisiach lefi tumor. Nisiach, as he speaks, lefitumo, in his, according to like his innocence. He's not coming to, he just like says, so yesterday when I went to pick the apples, my horse broke down. Yesterday I went to get the fish, my boat almost sank. He says it just like in passing, in a way that he's not coming to, tell you, his point is not to come to tell you something about when this was picked. His point is to tell you something else, and in the course of his telling you something, he mentions that it was picked Erev Yontif. So the rule is that a guy is believed when it comes to Isurim. If it's an Issa Derabbanan, the guy is believed if he is Mesiach Lefitumo. If he just mentions it in passing in a way that it's not clear that that's what, you know, that's not the point of his communication. Let's jump to the Mishabura on the Ramah, then we'll go back to the Mechaber, since we just jumped, we're in the Ramah already. Mishabura Sifkat Lamed Alef. Nachri Mesiach Lefitumo, he's going to be believed. Vatam, the reason is, he's not coming to pump up his merchandise. V'adra, but just the opposite. Migareya, he's taking away from his merchandise, because usually I want to buy fresh. If he mentions that he picked it yesterday, so then it's less fresh, he's making his merchandise look even worse. Giyose told me when he told him, everything's better fresh than a day old, and therefore is going to be believed. However, this is important, and we saw this back in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel as well. The Mishnah says, it's assuming that the guy is not familiar with this halacha, that if it was picked or caught today, that it's going to be asur. The Ilav Hachi, because if he knows this information, so then the fact that he, you know, he might be just a smart guy, and he's throwing it in, you know, Derek Agav, backhandedly telling you that it was caught yesterday, because he knows if he doesn't get that in somehow, you're not going to be interested in his stuff, because it's going to be muksa if it was picked today. Because if he knows this halacha, then it could be he's just saying it in order to make his produce look better in your eyes. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkaton Lamed Beis. Now, what if he brings you the peros on Yontif coming after Shabbos? We just said, based on Hachona de Rabba, that if something was picked on Yontif to eat it the next day, is all discussion, but there's room to say that it is Aser Min HaTorah. It was prepared on Shabbos for Yontif. You're not allowed to prepare from Yontif, Shabbos to Yontif, even if you didn't do the preparation, even when the chicken is all nature, all coming from Hashem, nothing to do with me, it's still going to be Aser Min HaTorah. So if you're dealing with a situation of Shabbos after Yontif, where the question is not a question of a Dirabbanan, but now it becomes a question of a Daraisa, according to some, okay? So then look at the Mishabur Sifkat on Lamed Beis, okay, which is on the next page. Mihu. Imhaya Peir, the third line of the Mishabur. Imhaya Peiro She'enecholin Chayin. If you have, okay, that also is hard, a little hard to understand, but you have fruit that are not edible raw. It's not an apple. It's, a potato. It's not edible raw. The guy brings it on Yontif, which comes right after Shabbos. Sunday, Yontif, coming after Shabbos. Oh, Shevi'im b'Shabbos, or he brings it on Shabbos itself, and he mentions in passing, Shenilkudum Erev Shabbos, that it was picked from Erev Shabbos. Also, la'achlam b'Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it on Yontif. Because maybe it was picked on Shabbos, the yeshbu isidaraisa the dots is a poskim. According to some poskim, it was picked on Shabbos, to eat it on Yontif is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Because Shabbos is preparing for Yontif, which is a big no-no, Hachana Darabah, the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. And once you're dealing with Issa Daraisa, then Einu Ne'ema B'Meseich L'Vitumo B'Issa Daraisa. The guy's Ne'emonus, the believability is by an Issa Darabanan in a case where it's Meseich L'Vitumo. But if the scenario is Yontif coming right after Shabbos, it gets upgraded to a possible Issa Daraisa, and in that case, the guy would not be believed afilu Mesiach lefi tumo. Okay, the Mishnah points out in Sifkat Mem Gimel, it's only if it's the first day of Yontif, which is a Daraisa Diki Yontif, if it's Yontif Sheni, which is a second day of Yontif, which is only Durabanon, then the Issa can't be an Issa Daraisa, he says. And then he explains why only if it's a potato and not an apple. Sharatian Ois Memdalid, which I didn't fully chop, needs a little bit more time. So you can look at that for homework. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of Sif Gimel, because we kind of just jumped to the Ramah. So the Mechaber tells us, even if there's a suffix, if it was picked or caught today, it's going to be Aser. Unless I can tell that it was that it's not fresh. We're talking about a guy who picked it for himself. And therefore, there's no problem of benefiting from the malacha that a guy did for the Jew, because the guy didn't do it for the Jew. We're only dealing with an Isser Muksa. So Isser Muksa is the Rabbanon, so maybe it should be Mutter. Here we're dealing with a Suffolk. No. We already learned this. Mikamakum gambis suffik also the suffik muchan also kimavura. We learned in Siman Tuf Tzadi Zayin that suffik muksa is going to be usr. Even though it's only derabanan, it's a davar sheish lo matirin. If you just wait patiently until after yontif, it's going to be mutter. So why allow it now using a suffik derabanan lekula? Just wait till after yontif and it's going to be mutter legamre without any fancy torahs. So the Mechaber doesn't tell us you have to wait after Yontif. It's just a question of Muksa. So the question of Muksa is only relevant to Yontif itself. And after Yontif, you don't have to wait at all. Again, as opposed to the guy doing it for the Jew, you don't want to benefit, so you have to wait until we're afraid you're going to come to tell the guy to do it. Whatever the two cheshbonos that we spoke about yesterday. And you don't have to wait until after, in the case of Muksa, you don't have to wait the time it takes to do it after Yontif. Okay. Continues the Mishabur Siv Kalach of Zayin. Okay, however, in Vaday Likten Ratzadon Hayom, if he for sure picked it on Yontif, V'rak Safikim Likten Ratzadon Mishil Yisrael. Now, I know that it was picked today on Yontif, but I don't know if he picked it for me, or if he picked it for himself, or if it just fell off the tree, or it just fell into the trap. And so now, so for sure, on Yontif, it's Muksa. But now I have a suffix if he did it for me. If he did it for me, I have to wait after Yontif, the time of Kidei Sheyayasu. If he didn't do it for me, I don't have to wait that time. So what's the din? That's dependent on a machlaikas discussed in Siman Shin Chav Hei Siv Zayin at the end of Hilchos Shabbos. And it's brought down over there in the Maskana that it's also a Yontif, but B'mako Mitzvah, Simchas Yontif, whatever it is, one can be Mekel on Motzai Yontif to eat it right away. And says Yontif Sheni, although that's a separate discussion, but Tzorch Mitzvah, Masas Orchim, he'd be allowed to be Mekel right away. Od Mavur Sham, it's also discussed over there. Dimhayu Shnei Sveikos Yachav. What if I have two doubts together? First of all, I have a doubt in Nilkutu Hayom, in Nilkutu Hayom. I don't know if it was picked today or it was picked yesterday. Erev Yontif. Though I don't know. Also, I don't know if he picked it for me or if he picked it for himself. In Nilkutu Bishvil Yisrael. So therefore, Biyoman Asurim. So he says, Safek Muchan. I don't know if it was picked today or yesterday. I have to go to Chumra, and today it's Muksa. Because it's not a double doubt in this regard, because even if he picked it for himself, even if it fell off the tree, it's going to be us. There's only one doubt. Was it picked today or not? If it was picked today, it's us. If not, not. And that suffix we held is us. So us, mishum suffix muchan kana, like we just said. Now the question is, what about motzai yantif? So motzai yantif, we just said, the tzorach, yesh lohokel, the tzorach mitzvah. What if you're not dealing with a tzorach mitzvah, and this is your suffix, now it's really a double suffix. El debe'ere mutarim miyav mishum svek svek. And now you don't need a tzorach mitzvah. It's a double suffix. Maybe it wasn't picked on Yontif at all. And if it was picked on Yontif, maybe it was picked for himself and not for you. And therefore, on Yontif, we hold also. But after Yontif right away, it's going to be mutter. Mishabur sifkot on chav ches. Suffix, we said, is going to be asurim. I'm betaz ubera goyla da'afili b'yantiv sheni. Even if this is on Yontif Sheni, the suffix is going to be also even if it's on Yontif Sheni. Even though it's like suffix muksa. Suffix muksa is derabanan. Yontif Sheni is derabanan. We don't say, oh, double derabanan. No, no. It's going to be also. However, Maimer Mordechai Mefakfek Alze, once you have the Suffek Muksa and it's on Yantif Sheni, so then the Maimer Mordechai is not convinced with the Taz and the Bera Goyla. And the Pri Chadosh has a compromise in Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin. He is Machria with the following compromise. Dele'en Yelikut, when it comes to an apple that was picked, Yesh Le'esor. We hold it's Asor, even a Yantif Sheni. Mishum Ziyesh Poskin, Shesarvin, the Kosh, Yesh Ma'osan, Amin, Bumchuber. Because the rule is that fruit are generally picked fresh, and if they're generally picked fresh, so then we have to assume that it was picked on Yontif. Even though we have a suffix, we're going to go Luchumra on that suffix because it's most likely that he picked it fresh today. But when it comes to the fish, about the Indian Seda, when it comes to catching the fish, Mutter be Yontif Sheni will be Mekula when he comes on Yontif Sheni. Then we're just going to look at it as a Suffolk Durabonim, which is really a double Suffolk, right? Suffolk Mukhan and Suffolk on Yontif, and it's Yontif Sheni, so the whole thing is downgraded. Okay, that is Seif Gim. Now we'll do Seif Dal. Eino Yehudi Shehevi Doron Yisrael. The guy brings a gift to the Jew. That's how we started this sin. Eino Yehudi Shehevi Doron Yisrael. Well, the guy brings a gift to the Jew. Midvarim Sheish Baminan Bimachubar. Things that are normally attached to the tree. Be unto Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechali Oz Bechamishi B'Shabbos. He brings it to me on Thursday, first day of Rosh Hashanah, on a 3-day Yontif, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And he brings it to me on Thursday. Yesh Matirim L'Ochlon B'Shabbos B'Kdei She'Yosu. So, it's brought on Yontif Rishon Rosh Hashanah. Yontif Rishon is going to be Asr. What about Yontif Sheni? If it be Yontif Sheni Shal Golios, maybe it will be Mutter. Maybe. But here it's Rosh Hashanah. So everyone agrees, basically. Rosh Hashanah is one Yuma Arechta. It's one elongated 48-hour day. And therefore, there's no difference. At least L'chumra, not L'kula. L'chumra. And therefore, if it was picked on Yontif Rishon, it's going to be also on Yontif Sheni Rosh Hashanah because they have the din of one day. What about on Shabbos that comes afterwards? So we said that Yontif that comes after Shabbos, if he comes on Yontif, it's going to be Asr on Shabbos. But here it's ready the first day of Yontif. But the 2 days of Yontif have the din of one day. So there's two opinions brought down here in Halacha. Yesh matirim la'achlam b'Shabbos b'kidei she'asu. That those that are lenient and will allow you to eat the apple on Leil Shabbos, after the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are over, now you're into Shabbos. If you wait the time it takes to go to the apple tree, pick it, and come back, you're allowed to eat it on Leil Shabbos. The Yesh Osrim, and they're those that Aser. Why? What's the reason for the Matirim, for those who allow him to eat it on Shabbos, after he waits the Kedei Sheye Osu time frame? Because the whole concept of you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yontif, you can't prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, which is the question that Rav Aryeh asked yesterday, what about Erev Tavshilin, which I didn't have a chance to look into. But here, it's not the Yontif, it's 2 days before. So halachically, the 2 days are like one, but Lamaisa, it's 2 days earlier. So that's why the first opinion allows it. And the second opinion, because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are like one long 48-hour day, so therefore, have a kiyom echad ifnei Shabbos. So it becomes like Yontif before Shabbos, and we said if something's brought on Yontif, it's also even on Shabbos, and you have to wait till Matzai Shabbos, the time it takes to actually do it. Okay, and therefore, so if you have a 3-day Yontif and it's brought on Thursday, so if it's going to be, so it's Asr Thursday, it's Asr Friday, they consider one long day. Is it Mutter Leil Shabbos after the time it takes to go get the apple? That's two opinions in the Mechaber, a Yesh Matirin and a Yesh Osrin. Hagah, note, says the Rama, Uli Didan, Tinogin Lahachmer B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Golius. Nami Dina Hachi. So I was a little bit confused about what the Rama was talking about. However, what the Ramah is talking about can be found in the middle of Sif Aleph. Because in the middle of Sif Aleph, the Mechaber tells us when you have two Yontif Sheni Shagolius, you have 2 days of Yontif, if it's brought on day one, it's going to be mutter in miyad b'lel sheni b'gdei she'yosu. It's going to be mutter on the second night of Yontif. That means that the Yontif is Tuesday, Wednesday. So if Yontif is Tuesday, Wednesday, he brings it on Tuesday. That's Yontif, it's Aser. But Tuesday night, I wait the time of k'dei she'yosu, and then it's going to be mutter by Yontif sheni. Because again, both days can't, it's Yontif Sheni Shagolius, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Both days can't really be Yontif. So if the first day is Yontif, then the second day is not really Yontif. And if the second day is really Yontif, then the first day was not Yontif, and therefore it wasn't picked on Yontif at all. But the Ramah doesn't go for that Cheshbon. The Ramah says, Hagav, v'yesh machmirin la'asa admotzah Yontif Sheni, v'no'agin lachmarim eno tzarech Yontif l'tzarech orchim. So the Ramah brings down an opinion that when it's brought on Yontif Rishon, it's Aser until after Yontif Sheni. It's Aser until after Yontif Sheni. And therefore, so now that's what the Ramah here is talking about. He says we treat Yontif Sheni Shagolius the same way we treat Rosh Hashanah. If it's brought on the first day, it's going to be Aser even on the second day. So the Ramah says, so whatever the Mechaber said over here about a 3-day Yontif involving Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be the same thing when it comes to Sukkot, right? If it's a 3-day Yontif on Rosh Hashanah, it's a 3-day Yontif for Sukkot, and it's again a 3-day Yontif for Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So you're dealing with a 3-day Yontif for Rosh Hashanah, Machlokes if it's going to be Mutter on Shabbos or not. So who adin on Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres? Even though the Mechaber says if it's brought on day one of Yontif, it's mutter on day two. The Ramah holds no, it's also on day two. So now what if day two goes into Shabbos? So it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So is it going to be mutter on Shabbos or not? That's dependent on the two opinions over here by Rosh Hashanah, if it's going to be mutter or not. Ul'inyin hilchasa nira, bottom line, says the Ramah, d'bishnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah, yesh lahachmir b'Shabbos. So what should you do? So when it's a 3-day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you should be machmir, like the Yesh Osrim and the Mechaber. Aval, but when you're dealing with Shnei Yom Tovim Shagolios, Yesh Lohokah B'Shabbos Shulacharein. But when you're dealing with the 3-day Yontif of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, since anyway there are Mekilim to even eat it on the second day of Yontif, so that the Ramah wants us to be machmir. Don't eat it on the second Friday, don't eat it. Second day Yontif, don't eat it. Okay, but to go then on Shabbos, so this is more reason to be lenient, and therefore he says on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos you should be machmir. Well, it's Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, Shabbos, you can be Mekel. V'davka v'perish ain't trichin hachana b'yontif shelifnei ha-Shabbos. It's davka perish that don't need preparation on Yontif to prepare them for Shabbos. Like an apple, doesn't need preparation. The potato needs preparation. It needs to be cooked on Yontif with an erev tavshil in order to be able to eat it on Shabbos. But the potato that was picked on Yontif Rishon, and now you want to eat it on Shabbos, that he says you're not going to do. You have to prepare it for Yontif to Shabbos, Osir, Me'acha Dinehigin Lesor, since the minig became that it should be Osir. Hold on one second. Okay, so again, Rosh Hashanah we're going to be machmir. Yontif we're going to be regular. Yontif Sheni Shagolios will be makel to eat it on Shabbos. But if it's something that requires preparation on Yontif, he says on Yontif it's still considered muksa unless you have makom orchim and mitzvah whatever. And since it's going to be muksa, you can't prepare it from Yontif to Shabbos. So that's what the Ramah told us before. that you should be machmer yontif sheni unless it's makom orchim. So if it's makom orchim, you have room to be meka. But it's not makom orchim, we treat it as muksa, and therefore you can't prepare it on yontif sheni even for Shabbos. Okay, the Mishabura touches it up a bit. We're gonna stop here. That is Tough Kuf Tez Vav Seif Dalet.